these are very reminiscent of the attacks that occurred in the end of 2008 in Mumbai, India. And these are what we refer to as, you know, as a complex and coordinated type of attack. These people have been well-trained. There's no question about that. They had a good set of plans, and then they executed them. So this indicates to me you've got some pretty good planning, pretty good organization behind it. These aren't a bunch of people who just decide to wake up one morning and attack people in Paris.
Now, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. And if that's so, what message does that send?
Well, it sends a couple of messages. One is that this is a large, major attack against a major city on the globe. And carried out this way indicates that ISIS is certainly not dwindling. It's certainly not going away. And it indicates that they have a propensity to want to carry out these kind of things, have shown they can do it and can do it against a large city that's pretty well equipped and prepared. And it's probably, I just say it, a forecaster of things to come in a similar vein.
So you think that this attack and these attacks can inspire more attacks?
Absolutely. I mean, this has been one of, since Mumbai, this has been one of the biggest fears we face in the United States, thinking about planning on how terrorists might attack us, our areas like that are threats to us and so on. And to see this carried out there, and I hate to say it, in the eyes of terrorists, was carried out fairly well by them. They coordinated, they achieve probably their goals at this. You said they've taken claim for it. They are, and I think that this is going to inspire them or motivate them probably to attempt at least another attack somewhere else in the world.
After terror attacks like this and of this scale, even though it's on the other side of the world, how are things affected here at home, and how are authorities mobilized in a situation like this?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is, when we talk about terrorism, when we look at the threats and we look at how we prepare for it, we have to look at it on a global basis, because terrorists operate on a global basis. They really don't consider, you know, a country or a state's borders as being anything to them at all. So therefore, we have to watch when they do these things. And so with that in mind, watching this play out, we watched what happened in Mumbai, we watched this one play out this way, certainly makes us in the United States concerned, certainly keeps our guard up, and certainly makes us understand that these things could be carried anywhere, including here in the United States. With that being said, though, since Mumbai, India, and that'd be spring in 2009, we have seen a great deal being done in the United States within the public safety community, law enforcement, EMS, fire rescue, and so forth, to prepare for these kinds of attacks. On one hand, yes, we try to prevent them, and I think our intelligence community is doing a good job of that. I think our people are working at that very hard. But on the other hand, we have to be able to stop the killing quickly and then stop the dying. And I think that's a combination of both stopping the terrorists from actually doing the attack and then rapidly rescuing the people who've been hurt so that we can potentially save our lives. And I think that's the effort we've been seeing, particularly in the past 3 years in the United States, across the country, major cities. And that is a good thing, and I think would help us, in the event an attack would occur, would help us to be better prepared to deal with it.
Are you seeing anything right now in the short term? And would you expect any areas of heightened security here at home?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, just the common sense and a sense of respect for what terrorist groups like this could do will certainly and has caused some heightened security, has caused more people on alert. I think that's a good thing. I think that we have to understand that we don't know if, when, that they're going to carry out a second attack like this. And So, yeah, we've seen this, I think, increase. It's almost automatic anymore. A major attack like that, we have to look at that here in the United States. We have to look to see if, you know, look at areas where we see threats would likely occur or targets and have to be prepared for. So we've seen that. That doesn't stop what we do. It doesn't change us. We aren't going to see a lot of things like that right now, but it definitely has put the public safety community in a higher level of alert.